have them friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Friends are worries every day, but most of the time in the wrong way. No, you can look the world up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, I couldn't be much help, cause a friend is somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, for some mistake you count as for being a fool. They like to be with some because they're funny, others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Some you wish you never knew at all.
Friends
you never knew at all.
Friends, how many of us have them? Once we can't depend on friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Once we can't depend on friends.
She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. She shook your hand, stole your man. It was done so swift, it had to be a plan.
We can depend on friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends.
bottles in champagne. No one can stop what's coming up. I cannot go halfway. No, I will not stop going up. Going up. You said, all right.
To talk about Michele Indigo-Cello being a groundbreaking artist for being multi-genre, I thought it was fun to bring in the voices of My Brightest Diamond and Esperanza Spalding, both musicians themselves multi-genre. My Brightest Diamond, trained as an opera singer, experiments with indie rock sounds, art rock fun, pulling in dance influences as well. We heard the song Champagne. That's from her most recent album, A Million and One. Here's how I know My Brightest Diamond is a fan of Michele Indigo-Cello. Not only has she performed on Michele Indigo-Cello's album, Comet, Come to Me, last weekend, Michele Indigo-Cello performed in Detroit, and My Brightest Diamond was there as an adoring fan at the concert to watch Michele. In the middle, it's Esperanza Spalding, a musician historically and traditionally described as a jazz musician, but as you and I know, the music she makes is so outside of the realm of just what is traditionally known as jazz music. We heard this song, Move Many Joints. That's from her album 12 Little Spells. And similarly, Michele Indigo-Cello is most commonly now called a jazz musician, but so left of what jazz music is. We heard the song Friends. Again, that comes from Michele Indigo-Cello's 2014 album Comet, Come to Me. To sum up the last 30 years of Michele Indigo-Cello's legacy, I would have to say that she has truly, as a musician, defied and redefined the expectations for women musicians, for queer artists, and for Black music for over 30 years. And she remains one of few women who write the music, sing the songs, and lead the band. In fact, when we talk about her being a band leader, just last week she released her new 13th album, and more than ever, I feel like Michelle Ndiaye-Oceello comes across as a band leader on this new album. The sound is just so big and brings in so many incredible musicians to play along with her. Michelle says that when it came to this new album, she found that working on the computer started bringing her spirits down and wanted to create music that was just fun to perform collaboratively as a group. She is an incredible multi-genre artist, a multi-instrumentalist, and an incredible band leader. The new album definitely shows that. Here's something from the new album, The Omnicord Real Book, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Return balance, align, wake up, 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 return balance, align, w
Music right there from R&B musician Khalees. The song is called Jerk Ribs. That is from her album Food. Khalees definitely calls herself a fan of Michelle and Ndiaye Ocello, and that's who we've been celebrating this full hour here on Girly So Groovy. Khalees and Michelle are very similar. Both of them launched their careers from a pop angle, but then definitely showed their cards that they are way more than just a pop musician. Before Khalees, it was new music from Michelle Ndiaye Ocello. Her new 13th album, The Omnicord Real Book, was released just last week. Dare I say it could be the best album that Michelle Ndiaye Ocello has released since her debut album 30 years ago. It is an incredible, unpredictable album that goes in so many different avenues that you never get bored as a listener. Again, the new album is called The Omnicord Real Book. We will be featuring it for many future episodes here on Girly So Groovy. All year long, we are celebrating groundbreaking, trailblazing artists. And oftentimes, I find that there are overlaps to what makes trailblazing, groundbreaking artists. Like many of the musicians we've already featured this year, Etta James or Nina Simone, Michelle Ndiaye Ocello is part of a tradition of what it means to be a survivor in the music industry, to be courageous, unrelenting, and to use your voice to celebrate who you are. Michelle Ndiaye Ocello is a proud Black queer musician, a proud Black queer woman, and all of that influences the art she makes. And because of that, she has influenced so many other musicians like the women that we have featured across this past hour. That wraps up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Just a quick reminder, if you ever miss a show, know that you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy on our listening page, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You can also find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio. Or Facebook, we're at Girly So Groovy. You can check out the weekly playlist, or you can message me any requests you have for the show. Maybe you've got a particular trailblazing, groundbreaking artist you think we should celebrate here on the program. Let me know. We're going to do this all year long. Okay, so I said at the start of the hour, one of the reasons to celebrate the groundbreaking work of Michelle Ndiaye Ocello is because it's June. It is Pride Month. I want to celebrate LGBT musicians here on Girly So Groovy. So I thought, what a perfect way to wrap up this episode. In the vein of the music that Michelle Ndiaye Ocello makes, I wanted to wrap up with Toronto, a queer R&B soul funk musician, Callisway. Right now, it is the song Like That from Callisway's album, Hit Him With The Funk. You will see that Callisway brings that same sexy, queer swagger to the music that they make. So thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next Monday. Here is Callisway.
Real deal, Matt. in on July 4th from 8 to 10pm for Sounds of the Sun Volume 1, a summer solstice sound project by Unit Pit. Curators Catherine DeMontre and Marissa Klangnot Holmes will be your hosts, featuring an eclectic mix of soundworks by 10 artists. Sounds of the Sun reflect on the solar movement through music, field recordings, storytelling, and experimental audio works. Sounds of the Sun Volume 1 beckons the promise of beach days, AC on max, forest fires, and an excess of sun worship. To learn more, visit unitpit.ca. That's unitpit.ca.